And yes, that is not our regular Radio Nibbles theme. And indeed, that music will probably be striking fear into the hearts of parents who are listening, but joy into the hearts of children. Of course, it is an ice cream truck, and that's just one of the areas that John Lendorf is looking at this week in Radio Nibbles.
Good morning, Maeve. If you're a parent, it really it's a blood-curdling sound. It usually comes about a half an hour right before a meal. And eventually you're going to give in, you know, once every summer. To me, it sounds like my hometown. It takes me right back there. Did you grow up with ice cream trucks?
Oh, yeah, they had the ice cream trucks and they had that music, which I find vaguely sinister. It's a little bit like something out of a horror movie. I expect somebody to come out and just kind of, you know, kill all the kids, which that's just my own personal perspective.
Did you have a favorite novelty?
Well, yes, but they're not ice creams that you get over here.
Well,
so the Cornetto.
What was in it?
So a Cornetto, it's like a kind of a cone, like a wafer cone, and it was filled with ice cream and chocolate and nuts. And
it's a Nutty Buddy.
A Nutty Buddy, okay.
That's what I grew up with.
Oh, okay.
And of course, there were Sunday cups and blue raspberry popsicles and creamsicles and all that. But the music, it's sort of a variation on Turkey in the Straw, which goes way, way back into the 18th century, 17th century. And for a long time, people have said that music is actually racist. It's a minstrel song or something. But it's so far-reaching in the world. And it was used for a lot of cartoons, anytime there were hay bales involved. So when you hear that song, you're hearing history.
Okay, and as I said, striking fear into the hearts of parents everywhere.
You know, if you haven't heard the sound of that delightful music lately, it may be because there is a shortage, at least in Colorado, of ice cream truck drivers. And that's a good sign.
Is that because we're eating more ice cream?
It's because the economy's better. But if you're interested in a job, you just go to icecreamwagon.com and you could be employed by the weekend.
Wow, I might just have to get on that. Wow. Well, apart from ice cream this week, John, you're taking a look at another food group, meat.
There's a conference called Slow Meat. It's a spinoff from Slow Food. And it's really a wonderful conference taking place in Denver today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And there's a public fair on Sunday at the Metro State campus. It's getting connected with the source. If you're going to eat meat, find out where it comes from. And Slow Meat is about eating less, better, and using the whole animal.
And once again, supporting your local agricultural economy. I know a lot of local meat producers are participating in this in a variety of different ways, whether it's grass-fed beef or lamb producers or all kinds of local meat producers, trying to connect those dots as they try to connect you, the consumer, to your farmer and rancher.
So if you want to have a tasteful time, this is Saturday in Denver, and if you just Google Slow Meat, the conference will come up, and you can check out what's going to be available there.
We're actually going to have one of the presenters speaking on the Morning Magazine tomorrow, so do stay tuned for that. Well, whether it was a popsicle or some slow meat, John, what was the best thing you ate this week?
For me, it was green curry at the Pho Cafe in Lafayette. It was just packed with vegetables, including my favorite sweet potatoes.
The Green Curry for Cafe. John Lendorf, Radio Nibbles, here at KGNU. You can hear John every Thursday morning and catch his archives at news.kgnu.org. Thanks, John.
I could use a creamsicle.
I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake, having a derby irving. Look in the fender